Sun Nevada is open to all Clark County residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265 EZ. From the Finley Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Ryan McKinnell.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
All right, here we go. Stanley Cup Finals are set. Hockey, and other stuff today. It's Cofield along with Big Mac, Ryan McKinnell, Seidel in the captain's chair, Chrissy along in a little bit. 69187 is your feedback line. That's our Finley Kia text line. Even better, tweet at us at ESPN Las Vegas. I like this.
I would hope so.
Well, I like that the Golden Knights are in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
It's a hell of an event to cover. It's an amazing story that's unfolding. But, you know, the more I thought about it, I like what's across the way as an opponent. I don't know that I was going to get that fired up about the Lightning.
Yeah. There are less storylines there.
I found some things with DC that can be hateable. Probably okay. A strong word.
All the Russians in Tampa Bay weren't hateable?
Build my fury.
Okay.
So first of all, let's talk about last night's game. Well, that was terrible on the Lightning part.
Oh, it was god-awful. It was... I don't want to say shocking, right? Because anything can happen in a Game 7, you know, teams aside, record aside. But, you know, you look at this team that is just stacked full of MVP-level talent. When I talk about MVP, I look specifically at Kucherov and Stamkos. You know, obviously, they've got other talented members on that team. But to come out and lay an egg like they did and miss opportunity after opportunity, it's one of those things where you kind of got to step back. I mean, they lost in the Stanley Cup in 2015 after being up, I believe, 2-0 in that series. Now they lay a goose egg in Game 7, back-to-back shutouts in Game 6 and 7 when they had the opportunity to close it out. It doesn't bode well for the future, because if this squad can't get it done now with the players that they have around them now, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to, because this is about as good as a team can get. You saw it through the regular season. Tampa Bay was outstanding. They had every reason to finish Washington off. They had two games to do it, and Washington is known for choking and not getting over the hump. But as we talked about yesterday, I'm even more validated now after you see last night's game that the real hump in Washington was Pittsburgh. And once they finally got past Pittsburgh, it's all uphill or downhill, however you want to look at it, all downhill from here. It's I don't want to say smooth sailing, but the biggest challenge, I think, for the Capitals was getting past Pittsburgh, and now they're here. Now they're in the Stanley Cup. Now, I mean, I'm going to throw some stats at you over the next 3 hours and get into it more, but no matter what I say, the truth is, in reality, it's a whole new series, it's a whole new season, it's a whole new game. This is the Stanley Cup. Throw everything out the window.
What does that mean?
It means that...
That sounds like sports speak to me.
Okay, well, it means that...
Okay, nothing that happened before this matters now
Despite the fact that the last three times Washington has faced Fleury, going back to Game 7 of the divisional round last year when Fleury shut him out, Fleury met them again December 23rd of this year, shut them out, met him again in February, VGK won 4-3. You can look at all that, and it can give you confidence. You can talk about the speed Vegas has. You can talk about the slower aspects that the Capitals bring. But you can't account for what are in people's hearts. And you can say
more of a Capitals story. When you talk about hitting the reset button, the Capitals have finally made it.
Yep.
So this is a different Capitals team.
Without question.
Than VGK saw during the regular season and that people are normally accustomed to.
Without question.
Their confidence is now sky high. They finally did it damn close to the final step.
Yep, and there is a part of me that wonders, and I'm just, we're going to find out a lot, obviously. The series has to get underway, and we're going to get a better idea where we stand. But, yes, this is a different team, but that doesn't mean, you know, that it's just suddenly going to become, that they're going to become the favorites or whatever. This is what we've been waiting for, matchups like this, right? This is a great storyline on one end of the ice when you have a three-time MVP and Alex Ovechkin, who has been playing for 13 years to get to this moment. And on the flip side of that, you have a team that essentially has only been playing for a few months. You know what I mean? You have a guy that you can say arguably deserves it more than anybody against a team that I know people have been sticking on this that doesn't deserve it. So there's interesting narratives sprinkled through all of this story.
Okay.
Right? And also, let's look at George McPhee. This is a guy that the Capitals are living off of the team that McPhee put together. He brought in Ovechkin. He brought in Kuznetsov. He brought in Backstrom. That is George McPhee's team over in Washington. They fired him in 2014. Now McPhee finds himself on the other opposing side in an expansion team taking on the team that fired him. I mean, there are so many cool little stories to this matchup. If you're a sports fan, especially if you're a hockey fan, which I am, just seeing Ovechkin get to this point, it made me happy. Because he is the greatest scorer, if not the greatest, one of the greatest scorers of his generation. He keeps falling short. He's a likable guy. He's an affable guy. He's got charisma. He owns the East Coast, and it's him and Crosby. You know what I mean? So he's never been able to get over that hump. So you like seeing that as a fan. You like seeing, or at least I do, I like seeing greatness, you know, at its peak. And that's what we're seeing with Alex Ovechkin at 32 years old making his first Stanley Cup.
So the Stanley Cup Finals are set. Starts on Monday with a Caps win. Your Vegas Golden Knights have home ice, so Monday, Wednesday, and then back to D.C. Saturday and Monday. The buildup should be tremendous. I've already seen folks inside and outside the market already touting how cool Vegas is and all the spots to go to when fans from out of the market come in for what could be a long series. We'll see. Continuing on last night's game.
Yeah.
And really, this is the theme of the playoffs. The Golden Knights were built for speed. They don't have unbelievable size. At times, I thought they tired out the peg and skated circles around them. Why can't the same thing happen when you've got goons like Wilson on the other side with the Caps?
Well,
right? Listen, they have some skilled guys just like the peg did, just like the Sharks did. Maybe to a lesser degree, like the Kings did. Right? Doesn't it seem like a similar matchup? Now, Ovechkin's amazing. Kuznetsov is amazing.
Yeah,
I also see a guy out there trying to break people's jaws. And actually, last night, one of his physical plays led to that first goal.
Yeah,
But you see him fighting. You know, the funny thing on the fight is I'm watching with the SO, and I'm like, yeah, man, they never let him. I said man to a woman.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, they never let him fight now.
And it's true, especially in the playoffs because more eyes are on him. But they had no say. They had no say.
Then they come out.
Yeah, they had no say.
They kind of did. Mm. They come out of the penalty box, and they're throwing on each other, and the refs did kind of back off, and they're like, let him settle it.
Well, I mean,
like Ackerman in the pit.
Well, you already saw what happened.
Corningstone and Burgundy going, right. Let him settle it. All of a sudden, Tom Wilson's got the freaking TV antenna.
Oh, man.
Whipping the back.
Well, you saw what happened when one referee, right, tried to stop that the first time. Johnny Murray got in the middle. This all starts from a play where Paquette, the Tampa Bay Lightning dude, absolutely floors Orpik into the boards.
Let's do it.
He was getting pinched by another Washington player as he was going into the boards. So it kind of looked like if you were watching it real time, you couldn't tell if it was dirty or not. But then when they slowed it down, you see the pinch coming, and then you see Paquette go out of his way to deliver that blindside hit. Wilson can be a goon. You saw it in the series against Pittsburgh. He laid a very borderline hit. Well, listen, an old school guy will call it borderline. A new school guy will call it brutal, and that's why he got a 3-game suspension for it. So he can be a dirty player. Last night, I had no problem with what happened. I thought, you know, he did exactly what he should have done, and those refs weren't Coburn. He ended up fighting Coburn. As soon as they hit the ice after that penalty, Wilson shakes his hand. It is quite obvious what's about to happen. And the rest, I mean, you could try getting in front of that. But Johnny Murray already tried getting in front of it after the hit. from Paquette.
He did an amazing job.
He corralled him.
When I was watching
like
him handle Wilson, I was like, Wilson's a really big dude. I'm like, that ref is impressive.
He grabbed onto the collar, did a rope-a-dope with him, circled around him. The ref was hardcore. I get more props to the ref than Wilson or anybody you fought. No, it was and yes, getting back to your original question about skating circles around Washington, I tend to agree. Like, listen, Vegas, you know, quick rundown of this series. They've got the better goaltending. They got the faster team. They got the better number one line. I would argue that they probably have the better depth, lines one through four. But the real key for me is speed. I think Winnipeg was the best matchup for Vegas to take them out. Now, I understand that Vegas beat them in five games, and, you know, that's, you know, we kind of, hindsight is 20/20 now. I still stand by that.
Winnipeg was the toughest team they were going to play?
Yes.
Over the Lightning?
Yes. Over everyone.
Really?
Yes.
So they beat the most difficult matchup.
Once Winnipeg beat Nashville, who I think was arguably the best team in the playoffs, Winnipeg then became the best team. Once Vegas beat Winnipeg, I now put Vegas right up there. And Vegas was in my top three to begin with. I picked Vegas to win in my bracket. You know what I mean? But I didn't think they would be playing Winnipeg. I thought they would be playing Nashville, and I liked that matchup more for Vegas. Once Vegas got matched up with Winnipeg, I didn't like that matchup because they're fast as hell. They got crazy 2- and 3-line depth, and they're big. I actually think, and listen, this is why I say throw everything out the book, but I do believe right now, or you know, even before the playoffs started, if you just sized up Washington and Winnipeg, Washington's a poor man's Winnipeg. They're big. Like Washington, but they're not as fast. They have scores like Winnipeg, but again, they're just not as fast. So if you're talking about who's going to beat Vegas, I think Winnipeg had the best chance to beat Vegas. So we're going to find out. Like I said, it's a Stanley Cup. Ovechkin's playing out of his mind. Kuznetsov is the top scorer in the NHL. They're a good team. This is going to be a fun series.
We're going to talk about Ovechkin and his legacy moving forward if the rest of the country is rooting for him. I'm going to tell you on the way back, if you're rooting for the Capitals, you're a terrible American. These guys are the enemy. They just are. In this era, what we know about the Russians, this is Team Russia. Can't have this. This is America's team. This is North America's team. Gonna root for the Russians? What's wrong with you?
Findlay Toyota. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small.
Time for a new car? Visit Findlay True North Honda and Volkswagen, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. Get the Findlay price, service, and savings at Findlay True North Volkswagen and Findlay True North Honda, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the culinary and bartenders union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
TAKL.com.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Steph. Les Olson Company is our go-to for all our copier needs here at Lotus. They have 60 years of experience, and they're always here when we need them. We use them for our copiers and printers, but they can help you with all kinds of things for your business, from data backup to digital whiteboards. Les Olson will make your life easier. Isn't that what we want? Make sure to check out the great deals they have this month for our listeners at lesolson.com/ESPN1100.
Les Olson Company.
Do you know the most important document you can have when shopping for a car?
See what can happen.
It's the dealer invoice, and we're revealing them all for you to see at Chapman.
See what can happen.
All this week, Chapman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram will post each new vehicle's dealer invoice right on our wall. That way, you'll see exactly what we paid before you start to make your deal. Then we'll sweeten that deal with up to $15,000 off and 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years on all new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Don't worry about past credit hiccups. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Stop by the Chapman dealership nearest you.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
Always see on selected models, dealers, retained rebates, offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Hi, Pete Mills here, inviting you to come out to Last Friday just at Water Street on May 25th from 6 to 10 p.m. for some great food, music, and fun. Also, come see professional arm wrestling at its finest, where the main event will feature the 300-pound monster, Finn the Tongan Arm Wrestler Maka, versus me, Pete, American-Made Mills. There will be 6 other matches with nationally ranked arm wrestlers. Plus, you got to check out the chef battle between Chef Stephen Hopcraft and Chef Robert Lomelli. Go to Last Friday just at Water Street and tell them, let Pete eat. Please come out and see us do battle for a great cause, the Gary Sinise Foundation. We're pulling for our troops.
Got what it takes to be a basketball champion? Here's your chance. MGM Resorts presents Las Vegas 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament powered by Spokane Hoop Fest. This event is back for its third year on October 27th and 28th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds next to Circus Circus. Join players of all ages and skill levels from across the globe in pursuit of the ultimate goal, to become champion. Gather your team for a chance to win cash and prizes. Space is limited, so don't miss out. Visit LasVegas3on3.com for more information.
Cofield and Company. Cofield and Company.
Fed on to Kuznetsov to Ovechkin. Score! Alex Ovechkin at 102. Elapsed time. It's 1-0 Capitals.
Already starting to get angry. The Russian anthem, national anthem, or sort of. Is that really the anthem? Do you know who that was?
Is that Rocky IV?
No.
Oh.
There was a little Bobby the Brain that popped in there.
Oh. Nikolai?
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. Nikolai Volkov, one of the great bits of the 80s, singing the Russian national anthem to a very angry crowd at Madison Square Garden.
Now he'd be a babyface. Got a wrestler out there singing the Russian anthem, people be giving him a stand and no.
Some might. Not me.
Hey, man.
This is team, this is Team North America. You do your Rocky line in a second. This is Team North America, the Vegas Golden Knights, against Team Russia. If you're rooting for the Capitals, you hate America.
Jeez. Can't you just like hockey, Steve?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Putting your foot down.
You don't think Nikolai Volkov will be singing the anthem somewhere?
Oh, I hope so.
As his Capitals come onto the ice, rooting for Ovechkin.
Can they get...
Rooting for Kuznetsov. By the way, what are they? One more Russian? But it's Team Russia.
Can they get a...
Their biggest players are Russians!
Can they get him to do the anthem at Game 3?
I hope.
Because that would be incredible. That would blow Carey Underwood in all respect to Golden Pipes. That would blow them both out of the water.
Would it be amazing if the Capitals did line up? Actually, do you have to do the Canadian?
No,
Canadians out?
Yeah, no Canada team.
Actually, we'll do the Canadian here because this is actually Team Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have more Canadians on the team than anyone that was remaining in the Final Four. I think it's like 58%.
I always wanted to be Canadian, so this is great. I will absolutely go on that bandwagon. I'm with it.
Right?
Yeah.
This is Team North America. Don't root for Ovechkin. Don't root for Kuznetsov.
Yeah. Huh? You're not exactly wrong. You could get on the board.
I haven't been on Facebook in 6 months because of the Russians.
Well, I think we're now...
It's ruining my life.
We're getting...
I love Facebook.
We're getting to the
bottom Russians
of it.
Ruined it. I still have terrible memories of Sergeant Slaughter getting his ass kicked repeatedly by the Ovechkins of the world.
This stuck with you.
Yes.
I'm going to dress like Drago next week. I don't know how.
Started with Ivan Koloff, then on to Volkov, then the Iron Sheik comes in.
So
not Russian, but very pro-Russian.
So
I'm not rooting for OV. I'm not rooting for Team Russia. I don't care that the Capitals are a nice story. Anyone deserves it. Screw off.
No love for the three-time MVP.
I don't care.
Finally reaching the pinnacle. One of the greatest scorers in NHL history. Constantly beaten down and lambasted and dragged through the mud and told he was no good. Told he couldn't do it. Told he couldn't achieve his dream. And now he's here.
He gets a pat on the back after his career.
Okay.
Now when he's facing your Vegas Golden Knights.
Shocking. Steve Cofield not willing to dole out positivity and acceptance. Pat on the back.
Just because I'm patriotic and you're not, that ain't my fault.
This is where I bust out my Russian hockey jersey next week. Bust out the old Fedorov
jersey.
Don't
bring a Fedorov.
I did it.
Pull it over your head and go Tom Wilson fist on the side of your skull.
I did it for the
Olympics.
And cut
out my little hands. By the way, Chrissy, with an interesting observation during the break.
Chrissy, I think you're wrong on this.
We got to look into this.
Yeah.
You might be right. Women look at dudes' hands a lot more than dudes do.
Yeah, for sure.
So she was judging something off of Tom Wilson's hand size, and during the break, she's like, yeah, you see how small his hands were? How dainty? I'm like, really? All I saw were knuckles all busted up with Coburn's blood all over it.
He's got
I really didn't get the size of the hand.
Some real dainty hands. And
I get what you mean, like thin.
They're just very, like...
He's athletic, Chrissy.
Oh, like baby hands.
You work with two chubbos. You're used to seeing this. You're not used to seeing bones. You're used to seeing...
Like sausage fingers?
Yeah, exactly. Like pink hands.
Sorry,
pink,
no
little
offense.
Pink piggy hands.
But, no, they just seemed kind of girly. Like if there was a lineup of hands... Minus all of the wounds,
blood and the cuts and the hardcore mandem
and nail polish on them, I would think they were chicks' hands. No disrespect, but it's just an observation.
I really hope we can pull that audio and get Tom Wilson in here after the Stanley Cup because that would be fun.
No, he's very good looking, so don't. If you're listening,
is there a hockey player that you don't find attractive?
Nope.
Is there anyone associated with hockey you don't find attractive? Maybe not our guys on Fox 1340, but the guy who calls the game. Well, I think you were texting me about Dan Duva.
Were you really?
I love Duva, and you guys know how I feel about Shane.
That voice on Duva.
It's, no, you like Shane.
It's very dreamy.
Tuck, Velvety. Shane, now Tom Wilson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No allegiance either. You're totally loyal to hot men. That's it.
Yes.
No Vegas allegiance at all.
So that's why you guys are on my, on the outskirts.
Well, no.
I'm the S list.
Okay. We're not getting past the red rope.
Nope. No offense.
Piggy hands. I get it.
That's awesome.
Like Vienna sausage fingers up in here.
So what do you think? What do you think the rest of the country is going to do? I think Vegas is going to be a real convenient villain in this series. I think many It's going to be split. But I think there'll be a lot of fans who are bitter that an expansion team is making a run at the Stanley Cup. And Ovechkin, as you pitched it, I guess if you put aside the Russian part of it, which I can't, enemy, there are a lot of people out there who feel like, hey, it's a good story, man. He's one of the top five players of the last 14 years, and he deserves it.
Good story, not the story. The story is Vegas Golden Knights, 100%. And it is. I don't think it's going to be split. I think you're going to see a lot of people tuning in to watch this story. I think you can see it on social media, I think a little bit. I know you haven't been on Facebook in 6 months because of Russia, and I'm sorry to hear that. But from all corners of the globe, it seems like people are finally starting to pay attention to this Vegas team, and I think they're still going to have to get a couple wins under their belt for, like, the real national gaze to turn on Vegas. It has. Do not get me wrong. It was the number two story on ESPN.com. You know, they're leading with it more often on the major shows nationally, but we're still not there yet. But I don't think it's going to be close in terms of general interest and who the general population is going to be rooting for. I think Vegas is the story. Yes, I think you're going to have hardcore hockey fans that are going to lean towards Ovechkin.
We've got a lot of turncoats here.
Are you talking about in America?
Yeah, they're going to root for the Russians.
Different times,
they're
man.
They're going to root for Ovechkin all over Kuznetsov. It's all fun and games now. Anyone watch the Americans? Anyone watch Homeland? See what these people are like? Do you see what the Russians are like?
I am heartbroken. We are now one episode away from the conclusion of the Americans, and I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. That has been one of my favorite shows of the last 5 or 6 years. Just incredibly well done.
You didn't fall for it, right?
What? Are we talking about the show?
Yeah, you're not pro the Americans, the characters, I hope.
Oh, no, not at all. Okay. Hand over my heart, hat off. Jose, can you see? All that good stuff, man. Yeah, 100%. No. It's funny you bring that up. I was actually just talking about this with my wife. I was like, you know, the one thing they don't talk about on this show, it's very pro-American. Like, they never talk about the bad deeds that the Americans do and what they were doing. Well, they briefly do. They touch on it. But as the last couple of seasons have really winded down, it's been...
I feel like you would have been wooed by Carrie Russell and her naked rear end about every four episodes.
Yep, I would have definitely definitely been the young intern getting shanked and falling for everything. Oh, yeah, he didn't get actually shanked, but taken advantage of. Still one episode, he might get shanked. Never know.
Just watch that show, and you'll feel... America! Exactly. Wish we could play that whole song. America, blank yeah. America! You're not buying this theme, are you? You're too worldly now? Is that what it is?
No, man, listen, I appreciate what you're trying to do.
I'm not rooting for the Russians, sorry.
Yeah, no, I get that. I like it. I say keep going with it because we're going to have fun with it.
It's not something I'm going with. I was out last night watching the game, and I just started getting more and more fired up. One of the gin mills I was at, I just loaded up like all...
Is this the one with the exhibit on the jukebox?
Yeah, that place. Yeah, I was loading up all kind of anti-Russian stuff from the 80s. It was really big back then.
Hence why we're still talking about the Miracle on Ice. Is this the new Miracle on Ice? North America versus the evil Russians?
To a lesser degree.
It could be a bigger degree. Look what's going on in Washington with Russia since 2016. Mm-hmm. Look what happened in Vegas on October 1st. I mean, there are a lot of side... I'm kind of joking, but I'm also kind of being... I mean, there are a lot of side narratives.
I don't know why it's taking you 10 minutes to get into this.
I'm a slow starter. I'm like... I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Because you're too kind to all these hockey players. I have respect for them. No respect.
You're not wrong. Russia. I am actually probably being a little too positive for...
I don't like that Lion guy. I don't like the Finns. Yeah. To be honest with you, they've had trouble with the finish in the past. Yeah. Not that kind of finish.
I hope we see some good Putin signs in the crowd on Monday. I mean, they do have a lot of Russians. Yes. There is an ability to talk an immense amount of crap.
Yeah.
And, so Vegas, do not disappoint us.
We're going to talk to Puck Daddy Wyshynski later on from ESPN.com. He pointed out nicely last week that Canada absolutely should be rooting for us, as you people would call them, VGK. We have the most Canadians. The Caps have seemingly none. 28% of the team, Canadians.
I think you're going to...
Because they've cheated Canadians and good Americans out of jobs by giving them to Russians. I just don't feel like I'm being taken seriously here.
I feel like there's good people. There's very good people on both sides, Steve.
I'm going to bring in some muscle. Bill Laimbeer is going to come in. the big fella.
The original Wild Bill.
Yes. He is coaching our Las Vegas Aces. They have their home debut this weekend, so Bill Lambier on the way, and we'll also get you ready for another week of 51's baseball as one of their newer members, Christian Colon, is up in about 15.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
During this Memorial Day weekend, Finley Chevrolet is your home for...
Woo!
Now through May 28th, purchase or lease any new Chevrolet in stock, and Frank Finley will pay your first-year registration with no additional charge to you.
Woo!
And when you stop by and take a test drive, give us your best...
Woo!
And we'll give you a $20 gas card with no obligation. Finley Chevrolet, home of the...
Woo!
Located on the 215 Beltway, between Rainbow and Jones. Find new roads.
On approved credit, registration costs up to $600. Exclusive prior deals. Gas card limited to one per household while supplies last. See dealer for details. Expires 5/28/18.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your number one real estate guy. When you want top dollar for your house, when you want a real estate professional that's successfully negotiated over 5,000 sales, then I'm your guy. Free attorney representation for your short sale and cash back guaranteed. Buying your ugly house and giving you cash within 5 days. And for traditional sales, getting you the highest price possible in your community. Folks, it's all about the experience, and I have over 20 years of it. See for yourself. Go to TheRealEstateGuyLV.com and check out our amazing reviews. You will always meet with me, so call me today. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
The all-new William Hill Sportsbook at Hooters Hotel Casino is your spot to pregame before the puck drops. During the hockey season, stop in and enjoy free parking, beer bucket specials, and those Hooters world-famous wings. You heard right, free parking, beer bucket specials, and those Hooters world-famous wings that everyone loves. Speaking of wings, it's okay to bite the hand that feeds you. Come play $1 blackjack, too. See you soon at Hooters Hotel Casino, where we dare you to have more fun.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Thank you, David. Here's Harden with the drive.
Stuffs a facial by James Harden going right at Draymond Green, and a lot of chatter out there following that shot.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Anything else you want to say?
Oh!
That's your guy, right? I think that was Chris Webber. Didn't you go to Webber basketball camp, Big Mac?
Yeah, I did. Yep, styling and profiling.
You were taller and thinner back then, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Basketball no, it was actually the same weight compacted into a smaller frame.
I've seen the picture.
It's
wearing, like, Umbros.
Yep, Umbros, Shaq shoes,
camp,
and a White Sox hat.
You know that, right?
What?
It was basketball camp.
Yeah, you know, I'm aware. My mom sent me there thinking that, you know, she was going to get rid of me for a couple weeks during the summer, that I go to a cool camp. Turned out I was with a bunch of AAU kids and sat on the bench for 2 weeks. But boy, when I got in, when they put me in, I fired that ball like you wouldn't believe. As soon as that leather touched my hands, I don't care if I was half court, I was getting my shot. Yeah, take my shine off me.
That meshes with the NBA now, right? Get up a lot of threes.
That's right. I was Steph before Steph.
Wow.
Well, minus the actual making of the shots.
The talent, right?
Yeah,
the talent. Bill Lambier's in studio with us, listening to us talk nonsense.
Yeah, right.
Coach of the Aces, legend from the NBA. I wanted to ask you, before we get to the Aces in the opener, the home opener, this weekend and the first two games, what do you think of Draymond Green?
Who?
Kind of a guy, yeah. Kind of a guy. Dr. Dre, as we call him.
He's a quality player, you know. He's probably had more success than I would have thought in the league, but, you know, that's their style there. You know, and he's open floor style. And he's got his moments where he gets to be a pain in the ass, but, you know, overall, he's a quality player, and you can't fault him for that.
What do you think his approach is? Do you actually think he... Well, you tell me, as a guy who stirred the pot, do you go out there and look for moments where you can bust chops a little bit, or it just kind of comes organically?
Probably. You know, everybody looks for a mental edge to some degree. You know, he's not an overwhelming player, so he's not going to just physically dominate like a LeBron James. So he has to use every tool that he can in order to get ahead. And if his task is to go antagonize other people and get them off their game, well, if it works for them, then it works for them.
Swift kick in the groin here. Little elbow there.
Well, there's a lot of pushes. There's a, after plays are over, there's a lot of pushes.
Well, they're talking about them, you know. Yeah. And then so part of it is self-promotion, but also part of it is getting under the skin of the other team.
I think it's also establishing a certain style of play with the officials. I think some officials will fall into the trap of letting him get away with a little bit more because what are you going to do, tee him up every
like
time?
It sounds like somebody's complaining, so that's what it sounds like.
Oh, I am. I am from time to time. But here's the thing. He gets away with it, just like in the NFL.
So?
We talked about the Seahawks for years. Seahawks clutch grab a little more. You're not going to throw a flag at him every time. It's part of strategy, right?
Right.
Was there a guy or two that you loved playing against because you knew you could get under their skin and maybe throw them off?
Most of them. You know, I did what I had to do to get ahead and then win games. Bottom line is winning games.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how much abuse you take from radio or TV, like you're on his case right now, but it's, bottom line is they're winning, and that's all that matters.
Who do you think is best at that today? We were talking about Draymond. Do you think he's at the top of the class for that?
No, probably. He's the one with the most notoriety out there, so, and their team is winning, so you can't really fault the whole situation.
Yeah.
Bill Laimbeer is in studio with us, coach of the Aces, running the whole thing. All right, well, let's talk about the first two games.
We didn't do well.
Yeah.
Well, first game, we got shell-shocked. We have a very young team. You know, we're missing four. We're last-place team for 3 years, and our top four scorers from last year aren't here for various reasons. Two are overseas, and one's hurt, and one's got a condition that you can't play right now. So, well, I'm putting people out there that don't even belong in the league. So the first game, we got shell-shocked. The first half, we were competitive. Put our heads down, got blown out. In Washington, we probably should have won the game. They made some big shots down the stretch. We missed some free throws. You know, we let one get away, but at the same time, it's a learning experience, and we got some players back today, so it'll help.
So you think the jump forward from game one to game two was pretty significant?
Yeah, I think it was very significant. We played hard for 40 minutes, and I think they realized the first game, most of them didn't know how hard they had to play. Connecticut's a very good team also. They're going to compete for the championship this year, but they got a good rude awakening of how hard you have to play for how long you have to play. And in game two, they showed up, and I thought they represented themselves very well.
Was that basically the message after game one?
Yeah, it was.
Pretty straightforward.
I made it very clear you have to play 40 minutes. This league is too good. Players are too good. The teams are too good. The defenses are very sophisticated. So if you don't come and put forth maximum effort 40 minutes, you're going to have a problem.
So how do you deal with the challenge of players, you know, slowly coming back to the team from overseas assignments?
Yeah, this is my first really experience with that. Most teams I've had my players back with at least a week or so to go before the season. So this one really kind of hurt us, especially, you know, most of the time you have the same coach in the same system, so the players coming back can just fit right in. With us, it's a whole different ball game. So not only are they back now, which is a positive, but it's still going to take a few games to get them acclimated to how we're doing business. You know, we're going to probably start both of them, which will put a couple of people on the bench who've been playing. And Tamara Young has been playing tremendous for us. Now she may go to the bench. I talked to her today about that. But, you know, Kelly McBride's a pretty good player. 15 points a game in our league is a lot. She's averaged that all 4 years she's been in the league.
And who's the other player?
Kelsey Plum, last all-time leading scorer in the history of women's college basketball. She'll start at the point guard for us right now. So two important positions.
Absolutely. Bill Laimbeer with us. Opener coming up on Sunday, a 5:30 start. Mandalay Bay, if you don't know where they play, it's Mandalay Bay. How's the arena looking? I know they
phenomenal.
Fixed it up.
Oh, yeah. The floor is really cool looking. It's got like a little parquet-ish to it. The logo is big front and center. It's really spectacular. All new seating. New Jumbotron. So they
really?
Have a Jumbotron. Yeah, brand new Jumbotron. Never had one in there before.
I don't know if there was ever I was going to say that.
No,
there
was
no Jumbotron.
No,
in there.
No Jumbotron. That's in there now.
Pull down some screens in the corners.
Yeah, and so it's completely transformed, both the front of the house and the back of the house for the locker rooms and everything. All new electronics. So TV comes in, just plugs in now. And they spent, you know, $11 million on redoing the building. So that's a lot.
So what's your vibe on Vegas so far?
Yeah, it's hot. It's going to be damn hot sooner, more so coming up. You know, the climate right now is pretty nice. You know, I was out last night in the backyard with my wife just hanging out, and it was pretty nice out there. But I know it's going to get hotter. But at the same time, you know, the best part about this town, you can go anywhere in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It's a big city, but it's a small city. You know, that everybody knows each other, and there's not a lot of of congestion, and so to speak. And so it's a quality place to live.
And you can do anything at any hour. Are you a late night guy, or are you an early to bed type guy?
I used to be a late night guy because when I was playing, I took naps in the afternoon, so I'd go up till 3 o'clock. But now I'm older.
'80s NBA, yes.
Yeah, I'm older now, so it's a hodgepodge. On game days, I'm still up till like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. But overall, I'm trying to go to bed by 11.
Okay.
How's the wife jive with all these moves?
Yeah, okay. Got the dog. You know, the dog's the one that's going to have to go around walking the heat in the hot pavement. But you know,
they got booties. They got little booties.
Yeah, our
now.
Dog hated the pool. Now he's in the pool all the time. So it's a learning experience for the dog too, as well as my wife.
So what do you think so far of your number one pick, Asia Wilson, 16-8 in the last game?
As advertised, she's very skilled across the board for offensively, defensively, rebounding. The problem we have right now is, and you watch on the tape, they're triple-teaming her every time she touches the ball because she knows that she's our only weapon right now until I get the other players back. So it's frustrating for her at the moment because every time she turns around, here comes two other players, so she's triple-teamed all the time, so she can't use her skills to drive. When she drives, she's getting fouled, so that's another subject with the referees they have to bring up with the league because that's one of her greatest traits. So I think when the shooters come back and open the floor up for her a little bit more, she won't be as frustrated, but it's still going to be a learning experience for her because this is professional basketball, and what works in college doesn't necessarily work here.
How's she dealing with the physical nature?
I struggled a little bit. You know, she's not the strongest of person, but I think overall she'll understand it and she'll learn quickly. She's still going to have to get out there and get in the weight room and pump herself up as years go by. But that's not going to happen overnight. She is who she is right now, so we'll try to put her in positions to succeed, utilize her skill and her speed, isolate her a little bit more where double teams can't get at her.
Seattle's coming to town on Sunday. We're talking to Bill Laimbeer, who's coaching the Aces, running the organization, a 5:30 start. You'll hear all the home games right here on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM. What's that situation like? And I guess you play back-to-backs. Do they play back-to-backs anymore in the NBA?
Yeah, we have a couple this year. We have one coming up the following week. We play at Seattle and come home and play Washington.
Okay. So what's that like from a strategy standpoint? Do you like it or dislike it?
Hopefully you have depth. Nobody likes back-to-backs, especially, you know, in our league, we don't have private aircraft. We fly commercial. Players fly coach. Not enough room in the coach. So it's a grind, but, you know, there aren't that many. It's only like one or two a year per team, so it really isn't that bad. This year is more condensed than any other one because the World Championships are in late September, so we've lost 18 to 20 days in the regular season to spread out some more time for rest. So it's going to be quite a challenge this year.
So I'm glad you mentioned the travel plans because I wanted to ask you, what is casino ownership like? Because I'm going to make a point here in a second. We're not going to blame the casino because I think I know the story behind the story, but what is it like? Is it a little bit different being owned by a casino?
No, not really. You know, they make a big commitment to our franchise. You know, and I deal at the highest levels of MGM. They're very committed to they're getting into sports. They want to be more into sports across the board. They own the T-Mobile Arena. They own Mandalay Bay. They own, you know, MGM Arena. So they got all the venues in town. But no, there's no difference in having a regular owner except they're deeper pockets.
Yeah.
They're a pretty big company and they have a lot of resources.
So then the question is, well, they have deeper pockets. Why are you guys flying commercial?
It's a league mandated rule. Yep. If
they would have offered you a plane, right?
Absolutely.
They had to have a plane, and then initially they're like, we're going to fly you guys all over the place.
They have their own planes. So, you know, but
and the league said no
because it's competitive advantage over owners that can't afford it. So that's the rules that they have in place. And like you know, you can't give them two-bedroom apartments because some teams can't afford to give them two-bedroom apartments. Or you can't, you know, all little quirky rules like that to keep teams competitive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand it. I guess.
I don't like it, but I understand
it. Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
That doesn't apply to the offseason, so you can still, hey, we're owned by a casino. Come out. Use it as a recruiting tool. We got private jets.
They're all playing overseas, earning more money anyway. So,
okay.
As we found out the first two games.
So who's the best team in the league, or should I say the best teams in the league?
Well, really, you know, last two years has been Minnesota and L.A. in the finals. Will that continue this year? Yeah, maybe, probably. I don't know. Connecticut's going to try their best to get in there this year. They're a very deep basketball team, so I think they're the one outsider that might be able to break in there. But figure LA and Minnesota, they're running their course. They're getting older, especially Minnesota. This may be their last go round this year.
What's older?
Their stars are 35, 36 years old, a lot of mileage on them. They got a couple young players, you know, Sylvia Fowles and Maya Moore, but, you know, Lindsay Whalen and Simone Augustus and Rebecca Brunson are their staples for the last 5-6 years. They're all in their mid-late 30s, so I expect them to peter out here very shortly.
Hopefully. Whalen's an interesting story, right, because she's playing and she just got the gig
just
coaching,
got the
Lady
gig
Gophers at Minnesota.
Her alma mater up in Minnesota, yes.
What do you think of that?
It's been done before.
Yeah.
It's tough because you can't get on the recruiting trail.
Yeah.
During recruiting time, because you're playing basketball, it's a short term. So it basically means this is her last year probably.
Yeah,
and she's going to march off into doing that, which is great for her because it's a stable environment. It'll pay 8, 10, 12 times more than she's making in our league being a coach in college, because of Title IX, they got to get paid the same as the men.
All right, Bill, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. We're going to be talking to you throughout the season, and good luck in this home opener. Get a win.
I appreciate it. Hope so. Thanks.
There you go. Bill Laimbeer with the Aces. Tickets available. It's a 5:30 start coming up on Sunday. Seattle's in town. Mandalay Bay. Brand new look to the arena. It looks spectacular, so make sure you get out there on Sunday.
Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, can you tell us who the typical customer at Dollar Loan Center is?
You know that 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't even have a checking account? And 25% of the population uses some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank and borrowing $800 for a couple weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
And Dollar Loan Center can fill that void, right?
We process hundreds of loans every day, and we love to say yes. We approve over 75% of our applicants and can send you out the door with cash in less than 30 minutes. In our world, that's what real people are looking for.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
During this Memorial Day weekend, Finley Chevrolet is your home for...
Woo!
Now through May 28th, purchase or lease any new Chevrolet in stock, and Frank Finley will pay your first year registration with no additional charge to you.
Woo!
And when you stop by and take a test drive, give us your best...
Woo!
And we'll give you a $20 gas card with no obligation. Finley Chevrolet, home of the...
Woo!
Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Find new roads.
Our group credit registration costs up to $600. Exclusive prior deals. Gas card limited to one per household while supplies last. See dealer for details. Expires 5/28/18.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your number one real estate guy. When you want top dollar for your house, when you want a real estate professional that's successfully negotiated over 5,000 sales, then I'm your guy. Free attorney representation for your short sale and cash back guaranteed. Buying your ugly house and giving you cash within 5 days. And for traditional sales, getting you the highest price possible in your community. Folks, it's all about the experience, and I have over 20 years of it. See for yourself. Go to therealestateguylv.com and check out our amazing reviews. You will always meet with me, so call me today. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall is having a huge sales event where all 2018 RDX models must go to make room for the 2019 models. Receive up to $4,000 off a lease on a new RDX or $3,500 off the purchase of a new RDX. Plus, receive 2 years of free maintenance. This offer is only available for a short time. Finley Acura has access to the largest pre-owned inventory in all of Nevada. So don't delay. Come down today. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
The all-new William Hill Sportsbook at Hooters Hotel Casino is your spot to pregame before the puck drops. During the hockey season, stop in and enjoy free parking, beer bucket specials, and those Hooters world-famous wings. You heard right, free parking, beer bucket specials, and those Hooters world-famous wings that everyone loves. Speaking of wings, it's okay to bite the hand that feeds you. Come play $1 blackjack, too. See you soon at Hooters Hotel Casino, where we dare you to have more fun.
Las Vegas is home to thousands of veterans and active military personnel, and many of them need our help. Walker Furniture's Help for Heroes program will provide much-needed specialized furniture to local veterans. If you know of a veteran in need, write a letter and tell us their story. Visit the Walker website and click on the Help for Heroes link to submit their story. These men and women gave so much. They deserve our gratitude and our support. It's your chance to help a veteran, and it's Walker Furniture's chance to say thank you.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
Yeah. Interact with the show by texting ESPN to 69187. It's Cofield and Company.
Talking about our local teams on this Thursday. Golden Knights a little earlier. We just got done talking to Bill Laimbeer, the coach of the Las Vegas Aces. They've got their opener coming up on Sunday. And, of course, the 51s are back in town tomorrow. And actually, the whole weekend is Military Appreciation Weekend. I think that's a theme across minor league baseball. But tomorrow, of course, the postgame fireworks. Saturday, the camo cap giveaway. And one of the newest members of the 51s gives us a couple minutes here on the horn on Cofield and Company. Christian Colon, now in the Mets organization. What's up?
How you doing, guys?
Thanks for having me. We're good. Well, we appreciate a couple minutes. So talk about the journey this season to land now in the Mets organization, because I know you just recently signed and just started playing for the 51s.
Yeah, I started the year with the Atlanta Braves. I went to spring training with them, had a good spring. It was fun. Then I went to AAA Gwinnett, and wasn't playing much. I guess they had a change of plans, and so now I got released, and now I'm over here playing with the Mets.
Did you have a bunch of offers, or did you look at the Mets as an organization you wanted to sign with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had a bunch of offers in the off season. The Mets didn't call at the time, but it was a busy off season. I decided to go with the Braves, and that didn't work out. So I'm happy that I'm here now.
You surprised the Braves have been so good on the major league level this year?
Yeah, they took a step forward. You know, they have a lot of young players. They didn't know how it was going to turn out, but obviously they're taking a step forward and they're doing well.
My God. Tell us about Ozzie Albies and the season he's having so far. Did you see that? He's a little guy and he has 14 home runs so far.
Yeah. I saw that coming. I mean, that's a guy that can do everything on the baseball field. Yeah. I mean, not to that extent, you know, obviously, we knew the potential that he had, but he can do everything on a baseball field. He can hit for power, as he's shown. He can hit for average, play good defense, steal bases. Total package for a small guy like that. But, I saw it coming. The guy works hard and dedicated to his craft. So, that was fun to watch.
Same deal on Ronald Acuna, who's also in the Braves system and has come up and playing real well?
Yeah. Same thing with him. He's real young, but has a good sense and good feel of the game. Just very talented young guy, and learns quick, you know, and so I think they're going to be good for a while. You know, if they take a step forward, they're going to be good for a while.
Christian Colon's with us. 51's newest member as the Las Vegas team is back in town this week with another home series. So let's talk about your career and where you are right now. What do you think is the biggest thing for you to kind of turn the corner here? And, you know, you had more than a cup of coffee the last 3 years with the Royals. What's the next step for you to break through and, you know, become a full-time major leaguer? Maybe not a full-time player on the field, but at least a full-time roster guy in the major leagues.
Just stay in shape, you know, keep going out there and playing short. Obviously, the last few years I've been a bench player, so I haven't really played a whole lot, which kind of messes up your development and your at-bats and stuff. But I'm getting the chance to play here every day, and, you know, I'm getting at-bats, which is an important part. But for me, it's just staying, being able to play short, you know, staying up there and being able to back up wherever the shortstop is, just contribute to win, you know. That's what it's about.
Right, it's pretty amazing where the position has gone now in terms of, not that you're a tiny guy, but I mean, there are some monsters playing freaking shortstop now. It's funny, they had a graphic up the other day about the American League and the depth at short. You've got, you know, guys who are putting up numbers that would be ungodly like 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and they're like the sixth or seventh best shortstop in the game. The position has completely morphed into one that, yeah, relies on heavily on defense still, but you got to have a stick.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the key of the whole spot now, is just you got to be able to hit. But, you know, for me as a bench player, I need to go in and have a good attitude, be a good teammate, help the team win, and, you know, give those guys a break and be able to play short, you know, and just have solid at-bats, have good at-bats, you know, and just help the team win. That's kind of my role.
Christian, you talk about, obviously, the physical aspects of wanting to stay in there and stay regular and getting a good opportunity here in Vegas. How do you stay mentally prepared, right? How do you keep that focus to keep your eye on the prize and not get, you know, get too let down, but, you know, stay a mission ahead?
It's a lot of soul searching, that's for sure. You got to stay in tune with you and know what, you know, keep pushing through. It's hard. It's difficult. You can't get discouraged. You got to continue to work on your craft and wait for an opportunity. I think that's kind of what a lot of players wait for, you know. They get to the big leagues and they have some success, and then, you know, they got to make some adjustments, and then all of a sudden they find themselves back at AAA. So they have to find a way to stay positive, keep working, and just kind of wait for another opportunity.
I wanted to ask you about a couple topics on the major league level. We run this by everyone. What's your take on sort of, there seems to be a divide on how to play the game, the unwritten rules, but especially when it comes to celebration. And
I knew you were going with that.
Yeah.
Well, because,
yeah,
you know, Christian, as a Puerto Rican, and you grew up going to high school and in multiple spots around the country and then eventually landed in Anaheim. What's your take when you hear some players out there saying, hey, guys who are bat flipping or enjoying themselves, that's not the right way to play the game? It turns me, frankly, that kind of criticism turns me off as a fan.
Yeah, I think now we're in an era where fans want to be entertained more than anything. They want to be out there and enjoy the game. And I think home runs and obviously exciting plays, like, they bring fans to the field. There's no doubt about it. So I think a little, you know, bat flipping, or if a guy is throwing and, you know, he strikes you out and he shows some emotion, I don't think we need to take it that personal, you know, as players. I think we need to just go out there and compete. And I actually like it, you know. If you get me this time, hopefully I get you the next time and I can bat flip or whatever. You know, it's just, it should be part of the game and not so taken so serious, you know?
Do you think there is a double standard with pitchers and hitters? Because, I mean, I at least throughout my life as a baseball fan, you know, the pointing up at the sky, the pounding the chest, you know, whether it be a save or a big strikeout, it seems to me like pitchers get away with it a lot more than a batter does with a light bat flip.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think that for me, If a pitcher strikes me out and he makes a big old deal about it, I kind of look at him like, okay, what's his big deal? You know, I got to check myself. Versus me hitting a home run and flipping the bat, I don't think that's a big deal. So there's a double standard there, I think, with I don't think pitchers are allowed to do as much. I don't know why. Because, you know, you see a lot of guys that hit homers and bat flip it and do whatever, but I don't think you see as many guys pitching doing, you know, all the crazy stuff.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm sure you've seen this going back to college. Baseball players have a long memory, which I kind of like because I have a long memory, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw the thing the other day. Like, Javi Baez, who was an Amir Garrett on the Reds, and Amir Garrett actually went to school here at Finley Prep and played basketball here, so he's sort of a local. But Garrett on the Reds, I guess Baez hit a home run off him a while back and celebrated, and boy, Amir Garrett got a strikeout.
Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
And
yeah.
he Amir Garrett was like, yeah! I'm like, my God, love it.
I saw the whole thing, and that's a prime example. You know, Javi hit a home run, grand slam, and probably made him mad, you know, and made the pitcher upset that he gave up the homer, and then he enjoyed it. But then, you know, Javi strikes out, and he takes offense to him, you know, kind of doing a little celebration. I think it's just, hey, you laugh it off, it is what it is. Like, all right, you got me this time, but remember, I got you too. So it's just a fun little battle we, I think, players.